Careful. Don't step on my toes. I think you're supposed to be spinning me, not the other way around. Mm-hmm. And there's supposed to be, you know, music when we're dancing. Oh yes, that's right. We can dance to the beating of our hearts. What cheesy movie did you steal that from? Oh, you're such a dork. And a terrible dancer, if I might add. And I love it. Hey! Oh! Stop! No! No, that was not an invitation to tickle me. In fact, that's never an invitation I'd consider handing out to you or anybody. There. Good luck trying that again when I have your arms pressed this tightly around me. Oh, so this was part of your genius plan all along, huh? You know, if you wanted to hold me closer, all you had to do was ask. For the record, date night at home has been a huge success. Dinner was fantastic. My sincere compliments to the chef. My date looks incredible and has been such a sweetheart. Music could have been a little louder though. Seriously, tonight's been really great. They're always great with you. Thank you. I know. I meant specifically, thank you for being you. Because there is no one alive more than you. Little Dr. Seuss reference for you. But seriously, I want you to know, I really, really love nights like this. Nights where we have the time. Real life doesn't get in the way, and it's just you rocking me in your arms and... you smell nice. I'm not changing the subject. I'm just explaining why I'm distracted. But you really do smell nice, though. What's that perfume? Anyway, I really love nights when I feel like I can be honest with you. They're happening more and more, and I hope you feel that too. What I'm trying to get at is, well, we've been together for a while now and... No, there's no one else. I've never felt like... I've rehearsed this, believe it or not. Okay. The time I've spent with you has, honestly, been the best time of my life, and I really do mean that. You're so caring, so thoughtful, so interesting, and loving, and then this place... You play it down and make a joke. You pass it off. And don't get me wrong. I like that we can be so lighthearted with each other. That you can make me laugh like no one else can. And I don't want that to go away. I know it never really could go away. But there's something more to it. You're trying to be subtle and sneaky, and it hurts to keep pretending that I haven't noticed that. You're not always telling jokes just to make me laugh. You're changing the subject. You're pushing me away. You seem so afraid to let your guard down. I know that. But there's a lot that goes unsaid between us. But I want to feel closer to you. And I've always wanted to feel closer to you. Darling. If I'm being too intense and you're not ready for this sort of talk, you can tell me. I'll stop. No questions asked. I'll understand. But just know, of all the things in the world, please don't be afraid of us. Are you sure? Okay. You make me want to be myself when I'm around you, my truest, unfiltered self. It's made me realize how much of myself I hold back. And even though you're the closest I've ever felt to anyone, there's still something we keep held back. I don't want to worry about appearing too sentimental anymore. I don't want to hold back the compliments I have when I see you getting dressed in the morning. I don't want to let the feelings stay inside when I see you get home from a long day at work. I don't want the words I say to you when you fall asleep in my arms to be only whispers, because what I worry about is that I'm not being that honest, true version of myself anymore. I'm worried that I'm being absent, that I'm being fraudulent. I only have one life to share with you, and baby, I don't want to spend another moment of it pretending I don't love you nearly as much as I truly do. Because I'm so in love with you. Darling, I love everything about you. I've tried, you know, for so long to find the perfect string of words that culminate so you'll know beyond the shadow of a doubt just how strong my feelings for you are. But when you kiss me like that, when you stroke my cheek and give me that look, I know, you know, and you feel the same. My heart feels like it's filling the room. It was silly of me to think of telling you how I feel, as if it were some sort of puzzle that I had to find the pieces and meticulously put them together. They were always there, from the day I first met you, Everything fits so naturally. So naturally, I couldn't even pick up on it. I guess what I was really looking for was the courage to tell you what's in front of our eyes, what's in our arms, what's pressed on our lips. I love you too. You're everything to me. I don't know what makes my heart swell more, saying it or hearing you say it. I love you. I love you. I love you. I think we've been hesitant to say these things because it's not that we take things for granted. It's quite the opposite, actually. It's that in the back of our minds, we know beautiful things don't typically last. Time seems to wither away at so much in our lives, but this is too precious to dwindle. I won't let it. What we have is too magical to not celebrate, to not acknowledge how lucky I am, how lucky we are to have found each other. And hold on. Continuing to write our ridiculous love story, eager to see where it goes, just as long as it never ends. I know, you know. And that's exactly why I'm saying all of this. And your smile is so damn adorable. Yes, this time I am trying to change the subject. Yeah, I think I got it all out. My ooey, gooey, lovey-dovey craving has been adequately satisfied. For now, I mean. I'll probably be back to declaring my love for you to the stars and singing your name from a rooftop shortly. But at the moment, I'm okay. I'm sorry if I made things really emotional there. You're right. I suppose I'm not. I'm happy we had that talked. Very, very happy. I'd say it all came out of the blue, and it's really been there all along. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Slow dancing to the music of our hearts. No, we were totally never lovey-dovey, hopeless romantic before that talk. Like I said, it's been here all along. No, I'm glad you learned to ask instead of tickling me. Of course, you can hold me closer, darling. Even closer. In your arms, slowly rocking back and forth. My favorite place to be. I'll stand by my words that you're a terrible dancer. But this is still the best dance of my life. I love you so much. Is it just me or did the music get a little louder?